You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Sweater from MLB.com, here with Chris Haft, who covers the Giants, the surging Giants for MLB.com. And Chris, of course, I have been waiting a very long time to be able to open the conversation with the topic of one Hunter Pence, who is back with the team, seemingly healthy, and doing the things that Hunter Pence does very well. So let's talk about, I guess he's been back about a week, maybe? I don't even know what day it is today. But how's he doing? What were your first impressions of him? And he seems to have not missed a step.
Also, I think he looks good. Since his first couple days, hitting-wise, I think he still needs to get his timing down and his stroke, the little intricacies that make Hunter unique. But, he's playing some good defense. He looks at home, still looks at home out in the right field. And as Tim Hudson said the other night, Hunter's like our mascot, is what Tim Hudson said. And I thought that was a perfect description of him. he meant it, and he said it without cracking a smile, without meaning any humor by it, and nobody who listened laughed because everybody knew, like you just did. But I guess everybody understood. Everybody understood what he meant. And I think you understand what he means. He's just symbolizes the team's embodies the team's efforts, spirit, what have you. When they get a little down, he's there to recharge everything and everybody. And that was a perfect description.
Yeah, so, this is a general statement, and I think I'm stating it obvious, but what can a fully healthy roster do? I mean, when we're looking at, it seems like eons ago that the Giants were just having this terrible spring training, terrible, and then they had this terrible start to the season. Now they actually are the best, over it's like a 25-26 game stretch, they're the best team in baseball, and I think only the Astros were better over that same kind of game stretch. So we're looking at Hunter coming back. Some of the pitchers are working their way back. What can a healthy roster do?
Probably continue what they're doing now. Maybe not at this pace, but they're starting to play, hate to sound corny, but they're starting to play Giant baseball, Allison. They're good defense. They're solid defense. Solid pitching and just enough runs to win. Buster Posey's getting hot. That's always a good sign for the Giants. If he can continue at this level, that's almost enough. That should help carry the offense. They're getting some solid contributions from Brandon Crawford and off and on from Brandon Belt. And of course, Angel Pagan. Individually, a lot of guys are having good seasons. It's funny that collectively they can't really turn that into a lot of runs. But things have a way of evening out.
Yeah, let's talk about the pitching. People we've been skeptical of all season, and they've had some nice outings recently. Tim Hudson had a good recent outing against the Dodgers, and of course, didn't seem real happy with himself afterward. But he did pitch. Your sixth and the third innings of shutout ball. Tim Lincecum is looking good. So that has to be encouraging for this team to be getting performances from the guys that no one was really sure about.
Really, really encouraging, Allison, especially since, Matt Cain and Jake Peavy pretty much went down almost at the same time. And, there goes their number two and number three, I guess, or four starting pitchers. That'd be a tough blow for a lot of teams, but the rookie Chris Heston has stepped in. We've talked about him before, stepped in very nicely. You know what you're going to get from Tim Hudson. That's the thing. And every so often he'll still pitch a game like he did the other night, shutout ball there for sixth or third innings or whatever it was. And Tim Lincecum, just may have, maybe he's on his way to completing the transition he needs to make from, being a pitcher who relies on pure stuff to being a pitcher who relies on smarts.
So another good problem to have, as they say in baseball, Travis Ishikawa is nearing his return, and he has been rehabbing and coming back from the DL. So that makes the decisions a little bit difficult as far as who comes off the roster when he's ready to come back. Does this affect the playing time of someone else? How does this whole thing kind of shake out with him?
Boy, that's a good question. you know, they won't want to go into Sunday's game the day after playing a day-night doubleheader in Colorado with one guy short in the bullpen. So I just can't imagine them, you know, maybe they'll somehow delay the move a day, or they won't drop a reliever and they'll drop a reserve position player. And in that case, I don't know who that position player would be. I have some thoughts, but I don't, you know, we don't want to speculate on that because in case a player, you know, you never know with how players might be, you know, it's just tough to speculate on before it actually happens. Unfair to the player, but who I might speculate on. But again, I mean, people who follow Josh can figure it out. I'd say one of the bench guys is going to be vulnerable. Look at the at-bats, look at who's played, you know, X number of games, and you can, you know, whoever's being used the least, he's the most vulnerable. But even that may not be done. Maybe they do something with Ishikawa. I mean, it's there's different combinations here that could you know, take effect.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Okay, so I want to end this with, I want to get a kind of a hypothetical situation. This is extremely important. As you know, I love coming to San Francisco, and I love coming to that ballpark, more because of the food than anything else. So if you were locked in a room, and somebody said to you, there's only one more thing that you can ever eat while you are a living, breathing being on this earth, here are your choices. The Crazy Crab Sandwich, clam chowder and bread bowl, the cha-cha bowl, or garlic fries. Pick one.
What was the second one, Allison?
The clam chowder and a bread bowl.
I'd have to go with the clam chowder and a bread bowl, and I'll tell you why. That's the gift that keeps on giving. You finish a soup, but you can munch on that soup-drenched bread.
That's true. That'll take you through 2.5 hours of the game.
Yeah. Closely followed by, as much as I love the cha-cha bowl, closely followed by the garlic fries. I have my own little tradition. Once a year, I order some garlic fries during a game that I'm covering and eat them.
Really?
I allowed myself one a year. I haven't done it yet. So it's amazing how fast the year flies by. So you've got me looking forward to those garlic fries.
Yeah, no, the garlic fries are delicious. They're just the most dangerous. I mean, the cha-cha bowl, if you're going for health, and why would you do that at a ballpark? But if you're looking for something healthy, cha-cha bowl, rice, beans, grilled chicken, pineapple, zucchini, salsa. Oh, it is just you die for. And they give you so much of it that you can just keep eating, and you don't really feel that guilty. You just kind of fill up. The Crazy Crab Sandwich is fantastic. It's also like $17, so you really have to make this like a special occasion. But it's a Dungeness crab on two slices of the garlic butter sourdough, and it's like drenched, and it's so fantastic. And then, yeah, you're right. The clam chowder in a bread bowl, that's, like, perfect because then you're just snacking through the entire game. But the point being that the food is at AT&T Park is, like, the greatest thing in the country, and nothing could even come close.
Allison, there are no jokers in that deck, so to speak. I think I could have picked any of the four and have been happy with myself and happy with my own choice.
Exactly. Well, the next time I'm out there, we'll split some garlic fries.
We'll get all four.
Yes, let's get all four. And then we'll take pictures and post them on Facebook because that's the only reason you do anything these days, so everybody can see it. Anyway, okay, this was very productive, Chris. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.